اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. The inception, the nature of the struggle, and the incentive for revolution were all different. There is no doubt that it was a divine gift and blessing from the unseen granted by Allah the Almighty to this oppressed and pillaged nation. Islam and Islamic government is a divine phenomenon, the implementation of which guarantees the happiness of its followers in this world and the hereafter in the best possible way, and has the potential to eliminate tyranny, corruption, and transgression, and leading humankind to its ultimate desired goal.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to another episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, in this program, we try to have a profound reading of Imam Khomeini's precious words and speeches about the subject of knowledge and the knowledgeable. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh says that knowledge will acquire its fundamental function when it is pursued throughout one's life. Therefore, it should be planned in such a way as to be present throughout man's existence. Considering this part of speech, one can interpret that knowledge in itself doesn't help a person. In order to be useful, it must be accompanied by both insight and action. Imam Rida alayhi salam says that the weapons to consume negligence are knowledge and insight. We can infer that when knowledge accompanies insight, it will elevate a cheap and decadent soul, and on the other hand, negligence will degrade many respectable souls. Another important requirement for knowledge in order to be beneficial is action. Imam Ali alayhi salam said in this regard that, for sure, a knowledgeable person who acts against his knowledge is just like an ignorant who will never leave his negligence. The knowledgeable is even in a worse condition because the reason for him is greater, the regret is long-lasting, and he is more to be blamed in front of God. Okay, welcome back. You're listening to Spring of the Truth, and we were talking about the most important components of knowledge, which are insight and action. Well, in this speech, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is aptly referring to these narrations and making us, as his audience, aware of the danger of learning knowledge alone and then feeling proud of ourselves in the vain thoughts of success. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is in fact warning us that such knowledge, if not harmful, is quite useless and absurd. Hence, in order to make knowledge fruitful, one must insert it within his blood and heart, and not just recite it with his or her tongue.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. every night and every day,
every night.